Okay, let's get back. Everybody here? Someone missing? Who's beside you, Kat? There's nobody beside you. Huh? Okay. Great. We stopped at Jesus praying that we would see His glory. Remember how in Moses' time in Exodus chapter 33, verses 18 to 19, Moses prayed, "Show me your glory." Remember that, that audacious prayer? No, "Show me your glory." "Show me your glory." Tapos sabi ni God, "I will make all my goodness pass before you." Why is it? Glory means weight, you know, kabod. It means just the infinite presence of God. And just His. But when Moses prayed, "Show me your glory," he says, "I will make all my goodness pass before you." So seeing the glory of God is seeing how good God really is. Seeing how good in His nature, in His work. And then it says, "And I will proclaim before you my name." It is getting to know the person. You know, when God reveals Himself by name, diba? "I am the God of your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am God who will provide you. I am God your shield. When He says, "I am," He wants to reveal Himself to you. So seeing the glory of God is getting to know His goodness and getting to know Him very intimately and very personally. And so that being said, He says, "The Lord, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will show mercy in whom I will show mercy." We pray because we have tasted and seen His glory. We pray not just because we need to. And we need Him, that's great. But that's just for me, like, you know, that's just the tip of it. For the most part, we pray because He's been good to us. It's out of devotion. I started serving God by picking up envelopes and wiping chairs. You know, I come from QC, about 200 people in attendance at the time, my estimation. We didn't count stats before. Not much. But as an usher, okay, actually, I don't know if you'd qualify that. Sabi niyo ushering, pero we were carrying big speakers and, you know, instruments. We didn't have our own center. In fact, at that time, when it was really just at the Katipunan, it was still at Katipunan, but it was in a different building. How many of you have been to QC Katipunan before the Regis? Before Regis, okay. So it was across Miriam, this little hall, little room. And Buhat Boys kami nun. So Buhat Boys. And it's still happening yun sa provinces. Na-appreciate ko yung mga guys. Kasi wala silang center. So ngayon, puro may center na halos. Pero yung mga panahon na yun, parang suki kasi ako eh sa altar call. Alam niyo yung suki? Yung palagi nalang tataas ang kamay, pinapapunta sa harap. Yung parang, it just, you know, siguro after 6 times na sunod-sunod na service, na suki na lang ako palagi. Parang ako lang yung kausap ng pastor eh. Parang, it just came to a point, nakakaya na to. Meron ba akong maitulong sa'yo, Lord? Yun na, nag-start na umapaw yung goodness ni God. And I felt like I stayed behind. I still remember, I stayed behind until all people left, and I saw people picking up envelopes and putting chairs, monoblocks. Wala pa mga bami chairs. Okay, mga chairs ngayon. Pero monoblocks. Tapos, sabi ko, "Can I help?" Sabi nila, "Oh, sure." Yung pala, head usher yung nakausap ko. Tapos, na-recruit na ako. Tapos, tuwing Sabado, okay, na-promote ako. Okay? After chairs and envelopes, na-promote na ako. Okay? Meron na akong hawak na map. You know, that was one of the best times I served the Lord with a mop in the center. I felt like I was, you know, totoong-totoo yung better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Kasi habang nagmamap ako, nag-worship team practice, oh, talagang, come on, Lord, feeling ko. Diba? Tapos, minamap namin yung place. Kailangan walang spot. Kasi sabi mo, Lord, temple mo to. Kailangan polished. Kailangan. Okay, so pagkatas ng map, syempre walis, tapos map, tapos yung umiikot na ano nga, yung floor polisher. Gusto ko yun. Come on! Talagang, ano, I know, God is so good. And I enjoyed the fellowship. I enjoyed, you know, because sabi ko, God, yung oras ko dati, inuubos ko sa basketball court, soccer, party, dami kong energy. I was 20 kilos ago. But, really, sabi ko, I want to serve you. And it is From there, tapos naging boys, tapos eventually, sobrang ingay ko kasi mag-map. Sinabi, pwede ka ba mag-audition sa music team? So they shifted me. But still, the heart didn't change. I said, God, I won't ever want to graduate. Because I know what it is to live without God in this life. The Bible says, once upon a time, we were alienated. We were separate from citizenship in Israel. Without God and without hope. Hindi ko makakalimutan yung emptiness. Kasi talagang empty talaga. In fact, kung meron man akong laman, puro mundo. Pero walang kwenta. So I've learned that any ministry is only an overflow of one's devotion to God. An abundance of God's ministry in your life. God's ministering in your life. Serving you, you know, building you up, fixing you, cleaning you up. That's what comes out. And that should be true, not just in our volunteer ministry individually. I'm sure you're serving in your local churches. But that should be also true, especially in our work. Because we could have just worked another job. It is a call of God for us to be here. We're called to be here. And when we're serving God in our offices, in whatever department you are in, we need to constantly remind ourselves that it is because, God, you abound in me. It's because, Lord, you've been serving me and I can't help but serve you back. We need to constantly revisit and assess our personal prayer devotions, why we do what we do. And personal prayer consistency leads to corporate prayer activity. You know, a local church will only be strong in prayer as a church if individually they have a strong personal prayer life. So let me jump into personal prayer. It says, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear much fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Please read verse 5. All together, ready, go.
I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
So the promise is you will bear much fruit. The premise is abide in me, remain in me. He guarantees success and prosperity. So wala na tayong fear na we're not gonna make it, you know. Ano itong mga taas na to? But we cultivate a prayer life as a major component of this abiding in God. And we ask yourself, what does that entail? How can we grow in that? Here's how you grow in that. You focus on the vine, not on the branch. You focus on being the vine, being the branch connected to a vine. You see, identity precedes ministry. As administrative staff, usually, for the most part, our focus is on the doing rather than the being. Eh, kasi, yun naman yung obvious, we gotta get things done. I mean, I'm not saying that's not important, that is. But it is on the being that the doing comes from. You see, your nature, your character, what hinders you from being excellent is when you're not right with God or not in right relationship with other people. Again, it's both. But when you are walking, okay, righteously with the Lord, that translates to fruit automatically, effortlessly. Talagang aapaw lang yung work mo. You're just gonna be so good at it. You're just gonna have so much peace. You're gonna be so fruitful in your thoughts. You know, be excellent, very focused, very energized. And so, He is the vine, we are the branches. Sometimes, we just focus on connecting with the branches. I'm not belittling the fact that, you know, new believers, we tell them the value of being connected in a victory. That's great, but that's enough for new believers. You're not new believers. You're not. You're leaders. You're called to be here. We're called to grow and mature as well. You see, what gives life in a victory group is not the victory group leader, it's God. That's why the most important part of a victory group meeting is the prayer part. You know, they might disagree with the teaching, you know, they might not like the way you lead it. But when you come to the prayer part, when they begin to ask God, when you begin to ask God for things, God answers, and that's why people will keep coming back to the victory group. It's the same way in your team, you know. I want to be in this department because there's life in this department. I want to be in this ministry because there's life in this ministry. And you wouldn't have a hard time recruiting people to be part of your department because you work with life. You work with a team that, you know, is focused on abiding in the vine and not on the branch. I mean, we connect with one another, yes. But you know what gives us life? It's not one another. It's God in us that gives life. How fruitful are you at work? Is there an unmistakable evidence of the fruit of the Spirit in your life? When people look at you, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control, the fruit of the Spirit. Are you consistently displaying an ability to impact other people, even beyond your department, even beyond your office? Like, visitors would come, and, you know, even if it's not your job, they felt like you knew what you're doing, you know. Yung, di ba, ramdam nila yung buhay mo. Do they, you know, how about towards the other people in your office? Are you influencing towards righteousness, peace, and joy? You know, not just about work, but about, you know, their family life, their friends. On a scale of 1 to 10, gauge yourself, okay? I'm going to give you 5 counts. 1 being unbeliever level, unbelievable talaga, unbeliever. 10 being Jesus level in terms of consistency and fruitfulness and impact, okay? Jesus level, okay? 5, rate yourself, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Write down your rating somewhere. Write your number, just one number, nothing in between, between 1 to 10. No decimals. Don't give me fractions, just 1 to 10. Okay, have you written a number? Okay, tell the people in your table, this is my number, and tell them why you rated yourself such. Ready? Go. Do that for just 1 minute. Okay, 1 minute for the whole table. What's your rating of yourself? Couple more seconds. Explain why that is your rating. Ten seconds. Make sure everybody gets to say their piece. Okay. And stop talking. Okay, we're gonna have a raise of hands. Is that okay with you? I'd like to know, and I would like you to share with your class, okay, what your rating of yourself is. Who among you, humility is not right. Humility is having, you know, a good estimation of yourself. Okay? So when we rate ourselves, just you rated yourself, that's it. Okay? Anybody here rated themselves 1? I just want to know. Okay, wala. Okay, great. Anyone here rated themselves 2 or 3? Okay, wala. Good. Okay. 4 or 5? Anyone? Okay, just, that's fine. Okay, great. 6 or 7? Most, okay. 8 or 9? Just lift it up high. It's fine. Okay, good. Anyone here rated themselves 10? 10. Okay, voila. Now listen. First, I ask you to raise your hands because it's good for you to have a rating for yourself. Having no rating is a bad sign. Just humility, again, is having a good estimation of where you are. And since for the most part, you know where you are, you know also how much grace, Lord, you're going to humble yourself before God. God, I need to grow in this and mature in this and improve. So having a rating of yourself is good. But at the same time, I also ask the 10. Why? Because it is not an impossibility. In fact, I've been traveling, and there were only 2 people, actually 3. After so many provinces and 3 people have rated themselves 10. And I say, great, good job. Okay, talk to these people, you know. Those of you who are, merong 8 and 9, di ba? Talk to them, interview them, you know, how do you do it? What do you do? Okay. So just to encourage the others, you know, how to grow and mature. You see, there's no formula, no standard of number of chapters to read, number of minutes to spend, or, you know, to structure your prayer life. It involves personal prayer devotions, Bible time, talking with God, meditation of the word, petitioning, intercessory ministry, time of praise and worship. Okay, it involves, it encompasses all of that. But again, ministry is only an overflow of one's relationship with God. Let me give you some quick points. Number one, personal prayer is a result of receiving the gospel. Before Christ, okay, maybe you had a prayer life. Maybe you didn't. But prayer life that is not of the gospel is still centered on self. I talk about prayer life. You know, there's a lot of prayers going on in the Philippines, very religious. But again, we're interested in the prayer that avails much. Diba? Mga Muslim, nagbe-pray din naman sila eh. Mas malupit pa nga sila mag-pray sa atin, 5 times a day. May lugar pa sila, kahit saan sila magpunta. Okay? Yung ibang taong, saan-saan sila nagpe-pray. Diba? Nag-visitation. I used to be like that. I used to be, you know, visiting, always spending time in a, you know, physical church building. And I know it's from self. It's what, you know, I need this so that I know that I'm good with God. I wanted to do things. But the gospel is not by works. The gospel is not, you know, my self-effort to connect with God. Romans chapter 1, verse 6 to 15, 15 to 16. This is wrong. I am not ashamed of the gospel, but it is the power of God for the salvation. 16 to 17, sorry. Power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. It's not just for the lost. Again, salvation is nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. And since we are not yet perfect, we're still being made whole, being transformed. We need this. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith. Everybody say, by faith.
By faith.
From first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. The prayer of the righteous will avail much. It is a righteousness from the good news of Christ. It is not I. See, the issue of confidence. What gives you confidence to wake up and go to your workstation every day of the week? Sometimes, yung isa nyo, sa weekend pa rin, nag-iisip pa rin ng work. Tulog na kayo, nag-iisip pa rin ngayon ng work. What gives you confidence that you can do this? Is it because I am trained? Or is it because God set me apart? I mean, I am for training. In fact, my job is in training, training pastors. I love it. We need it. But at the end of the day, the confidence comes from the relationship that we have in God. Everything that we have comes from the Lord. A confident, you know, the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3 says, if anyone has confidence, I have more. He was bragging about, you know, putting no confidence in the flesh, but if they have said, he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, sabi niya, I have more. I am circumcised on the eighth day, the covenant mark. He says, of the people of Israel. You know the people of Israel? Their IQ is 2 standard deviations from the norm. They are generally more brilliant people. That's why there's more of them, Jewish people in Fortune 500 companies. You got them Nobel Prize winners, you know, the inventor of the cell phone, and there's a lot of things, you know, geniuses and celebrities in Hollywood of Jewish descent, just creativity overflowing in them as a people. Why is that, Lord? Sabi ko, bakit di ka lang naging Pilipino? Pagdating ko sa langit, tatanungin ko. But he was bragging about the flesh. If you want to put some more confidence in the flesh, I have more. Sabi niya, a Hebrew of Hebrews. He says he's of the tribe of Benjamin in regard to the law of Pharisee. For legalistic righteousness, faultless. Beat that. Parang ganun yung attitude. Come on, beat that. You want to put confidence? Think about this. But then he shifts. He says, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. You have all that and this? What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the what? To the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ. Are you still getting to know God in your workstation? Or is it just about the things to do and accomplish? The surpassing greatness of knowing Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. Listen, when we are working in full-time ministry, let's not bring the world that we have into the full-time ministry. Because, di ba, yes, we're saved, we're in right relationship with God. But the world that taught us to work, you know, before our full-time ministry is that you have confidence if you're trained in this and you're good at this and, you know, you got confidence because this is your background, this is your school, this is your course, and these are your mentors, and this is your exposure. That's your confidence. We start off, you know, walking with God and serving Him, and then we bring that into the world of ministry as organizational people, as administrative, and we say, we're confident because this is what we've got right now. Listen, we can lose all of that in just one snap. This is a call. We're called to be in full time. And we teach pastors, I'm not discrediting the value of experience and training. It's important. When you talk about confidence in your heart to face your task lists, I face it and say, thank you, God, because I'm going to do this with you. Lord, you can just bring it on because you're going to help me. And this is what enables us to do far beyond what we know and far beyond what we've learned. And yes, get yourself into training. It will give you some skills, but even that is a gift from God. Remember, you prayed for a job. God gave you a job. But we cannot come up to God and say, God, I did the job and be proud about it. God, you gave me a job. Thank you for the privilege and opportunity to serve you in this kingdom. Thank you for the partnership. You know, I get to go to the local churches where they don't have much. And I am reminded, well, Lord, when I got saved, I just had nothing. Nothing to begin with. All I knew was just put envelopes on chairs and wipe them clean so that the people can sit on it and hear your word. I mean, now, well, we got programs, this is great. But when it comes to the issue of confidence, let it be that the first thing will be the first love. Let it be that I'm doing this because, Lord, I'm reminded that, Lord, this is my passion. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. And the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. We die to the world that is in us. And, you know, as we're working in full time, we die to that, you know, yung pataasan mentality, pagalingan mentality. You know, you see that in our relationships too sometimes. Na, hey, mas matagal ako dito sa station na to. Sino ka to tell me what to do? Why not humble yourself and learn from the newbies? Why not, you know, open your heart and, no, you know, some people will have that attitude and bring it here. Instead of rebuking them and shoving them with your experience and your years, why not show them how it's supposed to be, that your confidence is not about your ministry, it's not about your skill and your training, but it's about your relationship with God, that you're getting to know Him, and display that with the fruit of understanding and patience and combat, you know, harshness and unkindness and disrespect and overflow the security that you have. Sometimes we try to, you know, kasi yung security levels natin minsan based dun eh. Pag may pumasok na bagong mas magaling, nako, ano kang gagawin ito, di ba? Ganun tayo sa mundo. Pero hindi natin dadalhin yun dito. Kasi alam natin yung totoo eh. Lahat tayo galing kay God. Lahat tayo yung value natin galing sa dugo niya. So sana yung mga pataasan ng ere, huwag na natin dalhin dito. Makikita mo na kagad yun eh. Marami pala, pero not meron palagi mas magaling sa atin. Given na yun eh. Di ba? Pero yung fruit mo, dun makita yung maturity. I've seen, you know, yung ability to overlook an offense. I mean, that comes from the gospel. That's how the prayer life is very practical. When you're in your offices and somebody just, you know, gives a flat comment on you just like that, and you know, it shows the kind of gospel that you're living. That's power right there. I'm not even talking about miracles yet. Iba pa yun, di ba? Pero yung powerful life na may fruit na umaapaw and displaying it consistently. I'm not saying you're gonna be very spiritual all the time. But to some degree, yung consistency ng ganung buhay na, Lord, salamat God. Ibago akong teammate, mas magaling sa akin. Yung ganun yung, hindi yung natitreaten ka pag may mas magaling sa'yo or feeling mo, aapakan ka kapag nagkamali ka. Sometimes you're afraid you're gonna make a mistake with your boss who's so good. Yung mga ganun yung, Listen, it's no fear. You just live confidently. Personal prayer is a place of transformation. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Please read it all together. Ready? Go. All reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So it says we are reflecting the Lord's glory. Since we are not perfect, and by the way, there's no perfect church, no perfect department. I know because I joined in the church. God joined me into the church. And being imperfect as I am, hindi na siya perfect. Pwede siguro before, kaya lang sumama na ako, isinama ako ni Lord. So hindi na siya perfect. But the Bible says we reflect the Lord's glory in the midst of imperfection. Wow. Sabi ko, okay yun, Lord, na paano yun? It says because we are being transformed into His likeness. Madali lang maging mabait kung mabait lahat sa paligid mo. Eh pero pag di sila mabait sa'yo. Dati tagabuhat ka lang ng speaker, ngayon, nagtuturo ka na. Di ba? Tapos sasabihan nga ng masasamang bagay. Paano ka mag-respond? Mas matagal kami sa'yo dito eh. Wala ka pa naman nagagawa dito eh. We don't give those comments. Because again, you know, but sometimes you might hear that. You know, sometimes, di ba? And that's worldliness right there that still needs to be renewed. Maybe sa atin ang galing din yun minsan, no? That's something that needs to be transformed. Kaya nga tayo, being transformed. Nakaka-humble. Nakaka-humble. It says, with ever-increasing glory which comes to the Lord who is the Spirit. Let me give you some quick thoughts. The principle of beholding is this. You become what you behold. You become what you behold. Just like yung mga na-idol nila, musikero, ganito, nagayahan nila yung damit, yung style ng tugtog, di ba, James? mga intro, mga extra, mga pag-basketballista yung ina-idol, kamukha niya na rin, pati yung the moves, di ba? Minsan din sa admin, di ba, pag yung mga ganito siya, si, yung, kunwari, si, sino ba, Dave, sila, Dave, sino ba yung mga nasa US na ang gagaling na mag-ano, si Kevin York, galing, mahusay. So, gagayahin mo din sila, di ba? You become what you behold. It is not necessarily bad, but the thing is, who are you beholding? Who are you, like, focusing on? Acts 2:25 and Psalm 16 says the same thing in two different ways. It says, I saw the Lord always before me, sabi ni David, because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. His confidence was about seeing the Lord in His midst. In the other version, it says, I have set the Lord always before me. It was a choice to have confidence in the sights of God. Lord, pag hindi mo na siya makita, di ba, minsan, yung mga plano ng team mo, tsaka ng boss mo, parang labo nito, Lord, eh. Hindi talaga ito magsasucceed. Yung mga ganon. Yung, I set the Lord always before me. It's a decision that whether you are into the, you know, buy-in ka dun sa plan or not, you see the Lord in the midst of that. Pag hindi siya, pag nag-flop siya, okay pa rin kasi si Lord naman nagbi-build ng church eh. Hindi naman, di ba? Sabi niya, I'm building my church. Okay, so tayo, building blocks at saka mga katulong ni Lord. So minsan kasi, di ba, nasa rescue mode din tayo. Minsan, di ba, parang hindi, kailangan. Yes, you give your input when it's already being called for. But at the end of the day, when decisions are already made, let God do His thing and ask the Lord, help me see you in the midst of this. Don't be afraid. Our confidence is in God's doing, in God's being. The nature of beholding the Lord is this. It is intentionally a dim beholding. Okay? You have your cell phones with you? I know, tech zone nga pala, no? Can you bring it out, though? O kaya, ito na lang. Yung nameplate nyo na lang. Everybody, get your nameplate. And mirror yourself in your nameplates, okay? Nakikita nyo ba ang mga guwapong mga mukhang magaganda? Nakikita nyo ba? Do you see yourself? Yes. It's not a perfect reflection, right? That's what it's saying here. It is a dim reflection. When it says reflecting the Lord's glory, it means not perfect yet, but being transformed. It says in 1 Corinthians 13:12, now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. So beholding the Lord requires time of being transformed. Okay? The discipline of the Lord is this: consistency in routine, preceding inspiration and breakthrough. The discipline of beholding is consistency in what you do, no matter what task, no matter what time of day, you can speak with God. That you don't only talk with God in your quiet time, but in the midst of your work. You know, I was driving Jim Lafoon. The first time I drove him from hotel, what's that hotel over there at Malate? Yung may buffet na. Sofitel. Okay, we drove him from Sofitel to the airport. Kasama niya yung wife niya. First time, kinakabahan ako kasi yung prophet. No? Lada, no? Medyo starstruck pa yung bata. Eh, no? Drive ako. Gonna drive him 2 a.m. to the airport. He was talking with his wife. But the whole time I was driving, it felt like there were four people in that you know, van. The Holy Spirit was there, and he was talking to the Holy Spirit as if the Holy Spirit's like one there, another person seated at the back. What do you think? You know, he talked to his wife. Holy Spirit, just tell us, you know, what you want. You know, we don't really understand. He would talk to him like another person. And that's cultivating a prayer life in your office work. You see, it's hard to think about sinning or hurting other people when the Holy Spirit's right there beside you. You know, it used to help me just put a chair, just to train my eyes and just my mind that God is there. But then when I got used to it, I can talk to him anytime. I would just pause and, you know, slip into a corner and just pray in tongues or maybe just wait and listen. Okay, and pretend I'm sleepy, but sometimes I'm sleepy. You know, God can speak to you anytime and anywhere. You bury your face in your screen, and you pause. What do you think, Lord? What are you going to do? Okay. How do you feel about this person right now? Why don't you stop typing and go to this person and ask this person about her daughter? Or why don't you go to this person and ask this person about his health and pray for that person's health? No, living by the Spirit of God, being in step, is cultivating a beholding of the Lord in whatever you do as part of your routine. Okay, Galatians chapter 6 verse 8 says, the one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Eternal life is not just fire insurance. Eternal life is every day, every moment of your life. So here's some practical tips. Ways of beholding, it's written there. Is there a table? Great. I wanted to add there silence and solitude. Okay, great. Tools to beholding. Do you have a Bible on your gadget, a Bible in your car, a Bible in your bed, a Bible? Just put the Bible everywhere because you're going to get hungry in your spirit anytime. Okay, don't just have a few. Just have different versions even. Praying scripture aloud helps you think. Okay, musical instruments if you play, or if you want your gadgets to play music for you, do that. Or put, if you don't have an audio Bible, get one. Well, there's plenty to get. Petition lists help sometimes. Prayer partners, very important, you know. How about, I was supposed to add, somebody mentioned journaling, was it Kathy? You know, one of the lessons we've learned about creating sacred space, again, is just talking with God and letting Him lead you to write down what He's thinking. We're going to do that in a while. Obstacles to grow in your prayer life, of course, unconfessed sin, unbelief, doubt. Terrible scheduling, which I know this group is not going to fall into. Wax. Supposed to be the best. Of course, wrong focus. Some people are more committed to praying than committed to God. So we want to debunk the idolatry of praying. I pray because God is there. Okay, and having no prayer language or limited prayer vocabulary, we're going to talk about praying the Spirit. When God is silent, accept it as higher wisdom. Okay, He is a Father heart of wisdom. And the key in prayer life is consistency in your personal prayer life. Be consistent. Just get in there. If you fail, you know, just keep at it. There are dimensions of gratefulness and humility produced when God is withholding answers to your prayers when you petition. Let me say that again. There are dimensions of gratefulness and humility that is produced in God's withholding answers to your prayers. Learn to shut out the noise. Learn to vent to God, yes, but not in complaint or argument. You know, God's not shocked when we talk with Him in that way. So God is a faithful rewarder of those who seek Him. Great. Let me see. Can we have those sheets of bond paper? Thank you. Can we just, do you have them? Okay, great. We're going to pray in the Spirit and we're going to ask God for some thoughts. Thoughts about, you know, listening to God and, yeah. How many of you have done this before? That you will ask God and God will just write you a love letter for you, okay? A few. Some of these are your first time. It's the same way when you were praying a while ago, Spirit-led prayers. And then we're going to ask God, you know, in Psalm 139, the Bible says, His thoughts outnumber the grains of sand. Okay? So we're going to ask God, Lord, what are your thoughts for me? Just a pinch of sand of what He is thinking about you, what He's feeling about you. And then we're going to combine this later with what we did earlier, prophetic praying. You see, it's easier when you let the love of God flow. It's not just a faith stretch. But love is the motivation in communication with God. Love, faith is the activation. You believe that He exists. You believe that He's alive in you. You believe that He knows you perfectly. And by the way, if you read an English Bible, He usually speaks to you in English. Pero kung Tagalog yung Bible mo, or Taglish kayo mag-usap sa prayer life nyo, mix-mix din. Maganda mag-Bisaya, di ba? Kayang-kaya ni Lord. Mukas pangaringan sa baliti sa uyo. Sa kayo lang, ito, isurat nyo di maala nyo kini Lord. Okay, game. So, everybody stand up. Write, while you're standing up, sorry, write a few words by saying, you know, my son or my daughter and then your name. My son, my daughter, and then your name. Okay, my daughter cries, so. Okay. Yun yung first lines nyo. So He's speaking through you and you're just gonna ask the Lord to write or give you His thoughts about yourself. Okay, stand up. Rina soto lori helihari namakan. Pray in the Spirit, everybody. Niha ko liali ari namasoto liala. Likari namasoko lahara rararararara. Niki halahara nasoto lorono sitiliala rara. Makara masoto liara rara. Anyone here doesn't speak in tongues, nothing against you, you're not any less a child of God, but anyone? Everybody prays in tongues. Thank you, Lord. Don't think about what God is saying to you, just charge your faith. Lehatara na soko leyara rara bakara bakara rara 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 sataliyara makara ba re na sundo loro no koro makara bakara 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 soko leyara na sende leyara rara rara re masoto loro loro masoto loro. Okay, quiet yourself. Ask the Lord in your mind, Father, what are your thoughts for me? How do you feel about me today? Would you let me write some of your thoughts? Deep breath, relax. God loves us so much. As soon as you have some thoughts, and just sit down and write. Follow on the sentence, whatever language that you know. Just write down. Go. And stop writing, stop writing. Okay, great. How many of you were able to write something, a few lines? Lift up your hand, I want to see. Great. So, wala na. So, ayang kaya. Good job. Can you all read it aloud to yourself? The next few. Ready? And go. Aloud. Aloud. Louder. Good. Louder. Can you read your own writing? Great. I'm not hearing you read aloud. How is that? Is that good? Okay. Stand up. Get another piece of paper. And find another person. Somebody you don't usually get to pray with. Ready? Very quickly. 10 counts. Go. 10, 9. 8. Pwede nila sa babae. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Sit down with the person in the nearest table or in chair. Sit down with that person now. Okay? Okay. Great. Find it. Bro, ano ginagawa niyo dyan, bro? Kasama ba kayo din? Just, sige, have a seat. Sino walang partner? Ah, ikaw. You would be with Giselle. Go with Giselle. Yeah. Great. So what you're going to do is the same exercise, picking up the thoughts from the throne, but this time, write down my daughter, what's your name again? Lynn. Okay, my daughter Lynn. You write the person's name. Or my son, James. Okay? Okay. So same exercise. You believe that God knows this person perfectly? Yes. Okay, do you believe God wants to encourage this person?
Yes.
Tremendous encouragement right now. Holy Spirit is right inside of you. Let the love of God overflow. Stand on your feet and pray in the Spirit. Come on, pray in the Spirit. Remember, just bask in the love of God, in the peace of God, the joy of God. Relax. When you're praying in tongues, don't look weird on me. Just open your eyes and relax. God is not yet dropping things yet. Not yet. Just charge up your faith, build up your faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, clear the air of distractions. Lord, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are here. You want to speak through us. You want us, Lord God, to have a word for the people around us. Thank you, Lord. Just smile where you're at. You know, don't look too serious on me. This is joyful praying for one another right here. You're going to be a powerful encouragement to somebody right now. Reba sata lara na sokoloro no. Lehare na sekere matondare haranase. Okay, quiet yourself. Everybody ask the Lord in your mind, Father, what do you want me to write down for this brother, this sister of mine? Just take a deep breath. Smile on God. Same smile on this person. The thoughts of God, not just His thoughts, but also His heart, His feelings for this person. It's easier that way. Wait on the Lord. Just wait on the Lord. You will write down in first person as if God is speaking to this person through this letter. Have a seat and start writing God's thoughts, God's feelings for this person. Go. My daughter, Varsha. My daughter, Janet. Again, nothing about marriages, pregnancies, you know. Right to encourage, strengthen, and comfort. Try to write with larger letters for the person to be able to read. Thank you. Keep going. Ah, yung iba may prophetic drawing. Okay yan. Wow. And stop. Stop writing. All right. Exchange papers. Look at that. Sounds fun, no? Did you have fun? All right. That's how work should be. Listen. Listen to me. Just by the sheer reaction I said, stop writing. Just a burst of joy and just love in this place. Listen. That's how the atmosphere should be in our workplace. If you're constantly, you know, just tuning into God, Lord, kumusta kaya siya? Ano kaya iniisip niya? You know, thinking about, you know, a joke to crack or a thought to share, you know. That's how it's supposed to be. That's the life of God overflowing right here. Now, we're not here to practice, you know, more accurate. Just the spirit of it. This is not prophetic training, but this is training you to hear and just overflow in the love of God. I want for you to read aloud. Aloud. Don't mind the person beside you. Because, listen, it's like the presence of God speaking to the person or speaking to you. That's how you ought to be to someone else in your office. Ready, get set, go. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yep. Pag di nyo maintindihan, tanong nyo siya, what is this? Yung iba naghahanap ng clue sa anong mapangasawa. May prophecy dyan, I arrested about, you know, marriage. Not, Lord, not, we'll validate that. All right. Look at the person's face. Encouraged, strengthened, comforted. How many of you, the word given you was really something relevant and specific for you? Raise up your hand. Okay, great. Good job. Okay, give yourselves a hand. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Who among you, the words that were that was written for you has some similarity with what God spoke to you when you were writing or when somebody was praying for you a while ago? Similarities. Great. Are there signs of scripture in the manner that the word was written? Okay, like a verse that was lifted or sounds like. Anyone, I want to see your hands if there's something like that. Great. So, may validation. Okay, so, not necessarily that way, okay? Nagtagalog ba, English, may other languages other than English? Wala, wala nang ibang mga Tagalog. Okay, can we have some, you know, quick testimonies lang, 2 to 3. No, this is what was written, it's really ministered to me. Just quick lang, this is what he or she shared, whether in the prophetic praying or in the written prophecy. Go.
Okay, a while ago, during the prayer partner, nag-focus is about in my family. Kasi lately, talagang I have so much burden for my family. And even for my personal word, it's about talaga taking care of my family. And even from Christ, so that God promised that He will take good care of my family.
Good. Next. Anyone else wants to share? Just a quick testimony. Were you encouraged? Yes, Tin, come here.
Nakakatuwa kasi yung sinabi niya. Sabi niya, I don't know if it will make sense. But she mentioned about something about ripe bananas. For some of you, I've shared about peeled bananas, but it's something about ripeness sa banana. So sabi ko, I had revelations before about the bananas, of it being ripe. So sabi ko, it will make sense as I tell him later.
Good. It doesn't make sense to you, but God's making you step out in faith to encourage somebody. Great.
Parang nga kami nagkopyahan ni Varsha eh. Kasi meron parehas doon na line na you don't have to... Sa akin, hindi eh. Sorry, Var. Hindi, yung dami kasing reminders dito, pero yung isa sa ano talaga is you don't need to strive, sabi dito. You should not strive. And kanina, nung sinusulat ko rin yung kay Varsha, sabi doon, you don't have to make things happen because I'm the one is at work.
Let's give a hand for God and for these people that had shared. Great. I need you back at 11:15. Just a quick break. Okay, just break up and then 11:15. Please appreciate the person. If it made sense to you, just confirm and affirm the person while you're on a break.